Okay, bismillah. Innal hamdalillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'd. Then we continue with usul as-sunnah of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, the explanation of Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali hafizahullah. And we have reached page 41. Alhamdulillah, and this is the way of the ulama, slowly, slowly, with continuity, habba habba, as they say, slowly, slowly, they eventually finish the books of Ahl al-Sunnah, and then they move to other books, and then they move to other books, and then they move to other books. Alhamdulillah, this is a ni'mah and fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istimrar, ahabbu a'mali Allah adwamuha wa inqal. The Messenger said the most beloved actions to Allah are those that are continuous, even if they're little. So even though this is little effort, but inshallah, it is something that is beloved to Allah, reminding each other of the usul of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Imam Ahmad rahimullah says, وَالْإِيمَانُ أَنَّ الْمَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالُ خَارِجٌ يعني is going to come out. The Masih al-Dajjal, we believe in the Antichrist, is going to come. مكتوم بين عينيه كافر. Between his eyes is written كافر. والأحاديث التي جاءت فيه, and we believe in the ahadith regarding the Masih al-Dajjal. والإيمان بأن ذلك كائن, and to believe in that is going to happen. شيخ ربيع حفظه الله says وهذا جاءت فيه أحاديث صحيحة, and here many authentic narrations have reported about the Masih al-Dajjal. كثيرة وصلت إلى درجة التواتر, and it has reached the level of mutawatir, which basically means in each chain of narration there are many narrators. There are many narrators that it is definitely with yaqeen a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi khuruj al-Dajjal, regarding the coming out of the Antichrist. Wa fi nuzul al-Masih ahadith kathira, and likewise the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam al-Masih. Al-Masih in Arabic from masaha, which basically means to wipe over, because he will wipe over the, yani go over the land, just as he would wipe, just as you would wipe over something, he would go over the land. And that's the same with Masih al-Dajjal. He would travel and you go over the land. You go to, you know, with such speed. This hadith or this narration he mentions afterwards, وَمِنْهَا مَا تَقُولُونَهُ فِي صَلَاتِكُمْ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ, which you say in your prayer every day. From those ahadith, you say, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from you, يعني with you, from the punishment of the grave. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ, and from the punishment of the hellfire. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَ وَالْمَمَاتِ, and from the fitna, the trials of life and death. The trials of life, we all go through trials of life. فِتْنَةِ الْمَالِ, the trials of wealth. Fitnata al-ahl, family, trials, al-awlad, fitna for you as well, trial for you, fitna of life and death, fitna at the point of death, fitna after you die. All of that are considered to be fitna, that we seek refuge every time in our salah. وَمِنْ شَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ, and from the evil and the shar, the evil of the trial of Masih al-Dajjal. And that hadith has already preceded and is already mentioned it. وَقَدْ سَبَقْ, he says, وَقَدْ سَبَقْ. Anyway, the hadith is authentic and it's something that which we all say in our prayer. بَعْضُ النَّاسِ يُنْكِرُ خُرُوجَ الدَّجَّالِ, some of the people, they deny that Dajjal will come out. مَعَ الْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ, يعني how sorry to say that. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, لَتَنَاوَلُ تَأْوِيلَاتِ, they will, يعني, go and try to explain it away to mean something else. And you may have seen that book. There's a red book in English. It's called Ad-Dajjal, like this. The Antichrist. In the end, he said Dajjal is what? Is the television. Because one eye. This is what he said the Dajjal to be. Look how they make Inkar of Dajjal. The book in English has come out many years ago. More than 10 years ago, I remember seeing it. And it's about the Dajjal. He said Dajjal is not the Dajjal that you think is going to come. Between his eyes is Kaver. Denying the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. It's not that the Dajjal. He said the Dajjal is the television. Ishada. Masallah salama. So they deny the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh Rabi Hafidah says, وَمِنْ أَغْرَبِ التَّأْوِيلَاتِ, and from the most strangest of explanations that they have given في هذا العصر, يقولون, they say, إِنَّ الدَّجَّالَ لَيْسَ شَخْصًا, they say, الدَّجَّال is not a person. He's not a person. From those who deny the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say the Dajjal is not a person. وَلَا عِيسَى شَخْص, and nor do they say Isa is a person. Look at these يعني إنكارات of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ اتِّجَاهُ رُوحِي, اتِّجَاهٌ رُوحِي وَاتِّجَاهٌ مَادِّي, it is an اتِّجَاه, يعني something which is يعني allegorical, not real. It is something maddi, substance. فالاتجاه المادي أطلق على الدجال والاتجاه الروحي أطلق على عيسى. They say that the maddi, the substance, only a substance, something else, يعني, is the دجال. And as for the روحي, it is only the spirit. It's not really عيسى's coming, but it's just the spirit, the spirit that people will, يعني, maybe get better and stronger, and it's not something real. Isa is not going to come. Well, ahadith mutawatira fi al-Dajjal wa fi nuzul Isa alayhi salatu wassalam kama sayati. Al-ahadith kathira. And from those who deny the Dajjal, coming of the Dajjal, is Maududi. Maududi says that the Dajjal, 1,000 years has passed. More than 1,000 years has passed, and the Dajjal has not come. And that is the reality. Hakadha yaqul. Wa hadihi al-haqiqa. And that is the reality. That's Allah Salama. To deny the Dajjal like that. And Maududi says that. Look how people, they praise these individuals and they raise them. And yet they have made inkar of the most usul of this deen. The fundamental of this deen. Al ahadithu kathira minha hadithu Ibn Umara wa Anas wa Hudayfa wa Ibn Sa'ud wa Abi Huraira. Hadi ahadith fi Sahih Muslim. These ahadith are in Sahih Muslim. It's authentic. Fi khuruj Dajjal, regarding the coming out of Dajjal. Wa anna kulla nabiyyin حذر من هذا الدجال, and every prophet warned against this دجال. وحذر منه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم warned against him. And also the hadith where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يعني, from the signs of the hour is that people won't warn against him. يعني keep the خلاص, they won't warn against him in the minbar, and they won't, wherever the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم used to remind the Sahaba on the minbar about the دجال, and he used to remind the Sahaba that every prophet that came, he warned against the Dajjal. And it's written in the scriptures, in the Injil, in the Torah. And even the Christians, when you ask them, they say, yeah, the Antichrist is coming. They even say about the Antichrist, but they don't have the full details, the completeness, because they've tampered with their books. So woe to those who tamper their book. Woe to them. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. فويل الذين يكتبون الكتاب أيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون. They change their book. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني أنذركموه أو أنذركموه. I warn you of him. وسأقول لكم شيئا ما قاله أحد قبلي. And I will say to you something no one before me told you about it. إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ الْعَيْنِ, he is blind in one eye. Blind, or his eye is protruded in one eye. الْيُمْنَى, يعني the right eye. That is in Bukhari. كِتَاب الْفِتَن, the book of trials. وَيَخْرُجُ مَعَهُ جَنَّةِ وَمَعَهُ النَّارِ, and with him he will have paradise and hellfire. نَهْرٌ مِنْ نَارِ, a river of hellfire. وَنَهْرٌ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, and a river of paradise. فيما يبدو للناس, in that which the people consider. والواقع أن نهر الجنة نار, نهر النار جنة, and the reality is that river that he will show the people of hell is actually from paradise, the opposite, and the river they will have of paradise is actually hellfire. فأمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأى المؤمن النهر الذي يتراءى للناس أنه النار أن يشرب منه. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told that if you see, if that time comes and the Dajjal is there, and you see that the river of hell that he has, drink from it, for that is paradise. That is from paradise. The opposite. يطأطأ رأسه, يعني he bends his head down, ويغمض عينيه, and shut his eyes. وَيَشْرَبْ مِنْهُ, and drink from it. Because, you know, you think it's hellfire, but it's not hellfire. So, close your eyes. Closes his eyes. He bows his head down to drink from that. And that is, inshallah, from paradise. فَإِنَّهُ مَا بَارِدْ, is a water that is cold. وَالْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي تَتَرَاءَ لِلنَّاسِ أَنَّهَا نَارُ وَعْلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and likewise paradise which he will bring is actually the hellfire. It's actually the hellfire. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ بِمَا مَعَ الدَّجَّالِ مِنْهُ. Prophet said, indeed I know what the Dajjal has with him. And that is in Sahih Muslim, Kitab al-Fitan wa Ashrat al-Sa'a, and the signs of the hour. فَالرَّسُولُ يَعْلَمُ أَكْثَرُ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ, the Messenger Sahib knows more about the Dajjal. يعني from the Dajjal, يعني concerning the Dajjal. فَالرَّسُولُ يَعْلَمُ أَكْثَرُ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ فَالدَّجَّالُ لَا يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا نَهَرٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. So he knows more than the Dajjal. The Dajjal himself doesn't know the river that he have of hellfire is actually paradise. He doesn't even know that. Subhanallah. Rasulullah SAW knows that. And the believers know that, who follow the athar. This is why, bi athari, bi salafi athari. Person follows the athar, you'll be saved. Fa yani deenuna mabniyun ala al athar. Our deen is based upon athar, narrations. Qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, qala sahaba. ديننا مبني على الآثار والأخبار فنعمة المطية الآثار. What a blessed thing to be given, the آثار, huh? It's a blessed thing to be given. فلا ترغبن عن الحديث وأهله فرأي ليل الحديث أنهار. So don't feel that you are self-sufficient from hadith and its people, for opinion is night and clear, while hadith is day, clear. أليس كذلك؟ هنا. فالرسول يعلم أكثر من الدجال. فالدجال لا يعلم أن هذا نهر, أن هذا نهر من النار, وهذا نهر من الجنة, والعياذ بالله. ولكن الرسول يخبرنا بهذه الحقائق. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us about these affairs. هذه من معجزاته, this is from his يعني miracles. وهذا من صدق نبوته, and this is from the truthfulness of his prophethood عليه الصلاة والسلام. وبالمناسبة في سياق أحاديث الدجال قالوا, regarding the hadith of Dajjal, they said يعني الرسول ذكر الدجال فخفض أو فخفض فخفض فيه ورفع فتحدث الناس في هذا وانهكموا فيه ثم قالوا للرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام إنك تكلمت على الدجال وخفت فيه ورفعت كذا وكذا, قال غير الدجال أخوفني عليكم, لأن الدجال مكتوب على جبهته كافر كافر يقرأ المؤمن الذي يكتب والذي لا يكتب, آية واضحة بأنه كافر بخلاف الذي يلبس لباسا إسلاميا وباسم الإسلام ويحمل شعار إسلاميا, هذا يضر أكثر غير الدجال أخوفني عليكم, هؤلاء الملبسون والكذابون هم كثير كثير حذرنا منهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله الله والله, what a beautiful فائدة that is. So here Sheikh Rabi حفظه الله says the Sahaba one day they were يعني speaking to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the affair of the Dajjal that you have mentioned about him, and you have spoken to the people about him, يعني, and they wanted to basically know more. So they said, you spoke about the Dajjal and يعني, you mentioned things about him and his affairs وكذا وكذا, and then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, other than the Dajjal I am afraid for you, يعني, because he said things about the Dajjal to scare them, and things يعني, to show that maybe there's something more that's going to be scary and more that's going to be dangerous. So he صلى الله عليه وسلم replied to them and said to them, غير الدجال أخوفني, he said other than Dajjal has made me afraid, عليكم, over you. This is in Sahih Muslim. And then Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah explained that. Wallahi, this is the beautiful thing about the ulama, Allah. They explain these narrations. Because on face value, you won't understand what that actually means. But he explained it. He said, because the Dajjal, yani, it's already written between his forehead, ka-fa-ra. Or ka-kafir. Ka, and then the alif, and then the fa, and ra. It's already written that. And it's clear for the people to see. But what's worse than that? And in another narration, he explained what he meant, what's worse than that. أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ. What is it? أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ. الشِّرْكِ الْأَصْغَرِ الرِّيَاءِ. The most thing that was after he mentioned about the Dajjal, explaining that previous narration. So the Dajjal, na'am, is going to come and he's going to cause so much havoc and so much harm upon the Muslims. But at least he's clear. When you see him, you know he's Dajjal. The youth who will come out of Medina, a youth, look, it shows you how Medina, mashallah, tabarakallah, has iman, and it has, there's ulama in Medina, and ilm in Medina. A youth, a young man, and he will know, he will come out with so much iman, so much strength, so much knowledge. He will come out from the outskirts of Medina, and the Dajjal will meet him, and the Dajjal is going to strike him. So he said, believe in me, I strike you, I kill you. And he says, I know you're Dajjal. He says, and when he kills him and puts him back to life, he says, now I know even more that you're the Dajjal. And will not be able to kill him again. He will not be able to kill him again. So the yaqeen, and the Messenger said, al-iman ya'rizu lil-madinati kama ta'rizu al-hayyatu ila ju'liha. Iman will go back to Medina just like the snake goes back to his hole. And Shaykh Ubayn Hafidhullah says, this signifies also knowledge. Knowledge will go back to Medina. Knowledge will go back to Medina. Just like the snake goes back to his hole. Yani knowledge will be there. Ilm will always be in Medina. From the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam until today. Until Allah wills. Ilm. In Masjid al-Nabawi, you have more than 20 classes of Mashayikh teaching. From the elders of the Mashayikh teaching in Masjid al-Nabawi. Signifying the ilm and iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Mecca and Medina. And he protected them with ulama as well. And in Mecca, alhamdulillah, you have Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah. And in the Haram, you have Sheikh Al-Ajlan and other than them. Sheikh Yahya Hindi Hafidhullah in this time. And other than them from the Mashayikh. And in Mecca, in Medina, mashallah, tabarakallah, you have Sheikh Abdul Masih Abbad Hafidhullah. From the elders, the father, the walid. And you have Sheikh Sa'id Suhaimi in the middle of the Haram, under the umbrellas. And you have in front of Sheikh Abdul Masih Abbad, right in the front, you have Sheikh Ali Nasir Faqihi. All of them in their 70s. All of them, yani, elders, inshallah. Sheikh Sa'id Sahimi, maybe just coming up to 70. And other than them, from the Mashaykh, yani, from the Mashaykh of the Haram. And then even outside Medina, in the Jamia Islamiyah, mashallah, tabarakallah, you have more than, yani, 15 Mashaykh or 10 Mashaykh that are well known to be upon this blessed path. From the likes of Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, and the likes of Sheikh Suleiman al-Rahili, and other than them. And outside the Jami'ah, from those who have already retired, who are teaching daily or who are teaching regularly, the likes of Sheikh Ubayd bin Abdullah al-Jabri, and other than him, from the Mashaykh who are teaching regularly in the around Medina, the likes of Sheikh Muhammad al-Aqil, Abdul Wahab al-Aqil, who's in his late 50s. And Sheikh Ubaid is 73. And Sheikh Rabi' is 81. And Sheikh Abdul Muhsin is in his late 70s. So you have Mashaykh. And likewise in Riyadh, you have the ulama there also. And Qasim. You have Mashaykh, alhamdulillah. So Allah has blessed us with this deen. And He's not left us in the dark. He's not left us to argue. Allahu Akbar. Or to have opinions. We have the ulama. Go back to the ulama. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And he used the word plural, أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. He didn't say one. He didn't say go back to one, like the Hanafis and these Muqallida from the Shafi'is and those who say only follow one. لا من قال لك. Who said only follow one? Allah says فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. And in the other verse, وَلَوْ رَدُّوهِ لَلرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. لَعَلِمَهُ. They will have realized, the ulama, the authorities. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, plural as well, those in authority over you, the ulama, warathatul anbiya. إن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما ولكن ورثوا العلم فمن أخذها أخذ بحظ وافر. They left behind knowledge, not dinars nor dirhams, but they left behind knowledge. Whoever gains it gains a great treasure. So what is it they fear for, that he feared most for us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? الشرك الأصغر. More than the Dajjal he feared for us, and he shows you the seriousness of shirk. What is shirk al-asghar? That shirk al-khafi, which is like a black ant on a black rock on a dark pitch night. Yani it creeps on you until you don't know. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam at night he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhubika an ushrika bika shay'in na'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima na'lamu. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in doing shirk with you knowingly, and I ask for your forgiveness in doing it unknowingly. Wallahi, it's so serious. Shirk would nullify all your deeds. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. وَقَدَرَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا And your Lord has ordained that you do not worship but Him, and that you be dutiful to your parents. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُن مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you were to commit shirk, or anyone were to commit shirk, then these will become null and void, will become khalas, null and void. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Ibn Mas'ud asked him, Ayyu dhanbin a'adham, what is the greatest of all sins? He said, An taj'ala lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqak. That you make with Allah a partner and He's the one who created you. That is the greatest of all sins. ثُمَّ مَاذَا, what is next? أَن تُزَانِيَ حَلِيلَةَ جَارِكَ, what is next? That you commit zina, fornication, or adultery with the, your neighbor's wife. So this is, all of that is considered to be major sins. And shirk is considered to be that which will nullify your sins, nullify your deeds. So أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمَ الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ. And that, why Sheikh Rabbi Hafiz brings a beautiful faida. Wallah, he says the Dajjal, with all his havoc and fitna that he will come, you recognize him. The believers will know him. He will be known to be written kafir. But look what Sheikh Rabbi Hafiz says. He goes, there are people, there are those. He says, as for the Dajjal, ayatun wadiha, clear. He's clear fitna. بأنه كافر بخلاف, in opposition, الذي يلبس لباس إسلاميا, in opposition to those who wear the clothes, Islamic clothes. وباسم الإسلام, with the name of Islam. يحمل شعار إسلاميا, and he has slogans of Islam. He will say to you, قال الله. He will say to you, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. But this one, he is deceiving you, Allah. And he will harm more. His harm will be more. غَيْرَ الدَّجَّالِ أَخْوَفَنِي عَلَيْكُمْ. Rasulullah said, other than Dajjal, I am afraid for you more. هَؤُلَاءَ الْمُلَبِّسُونَ, those who deceive and those who bring doubts to the people. والكذابون, and the liars. هم كثير, they are many. حذرنا منهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم warned us against them. Warned us about the small Dajjals before the big Dajjal. There'll be 30 Dajjals, big Dajjals will come, big liars, because Dajjal means that they are liars. They will come, and each one will claim prophethood. Look what happened to Ghulam Ahmad. He said, I am the prophet after Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Khatim al-Nabiyyin. He's the seal of the prophets. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Dajjals, many Dajjals, Dajjajila, they used to also claim prophethood. And there will be 30 of them, they will claim to be prophethood. Ghulam Ahmad claimed to be Dajjal. And they have the Qadiani sect. Can you believe they still have this sect going on? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said himself, Ana Khatim al-Nabiyyin, I'm the seal of the prophets. I'm the seal of the prophets. Ana sayyidu waladi Adam wala fakhr. I'm the best of the children of Adam, and there's no boast in that. The best of them, the last of them. Al yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. It's complete. How can you add to it? What is this new prophet going to add to completeness? What is he going to add when Allah already completed the deen? Khalas, finished. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hal ballaght, did I fulfill my message? He add al amana, fulfilled that trust that Allah placed on him. Add al amana wa ballagha al risala, and he gave the risala, that message. But there's going to be the Dajjals. And from the Dajjals, the liars also are those innovators, the Mubtadi'a. Those who come and they are at the gates of the hellfire, calling you to Nar, calling you to the hellfire. So you will have them scattered around. In the past, they used to be like the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya, the Khawarij, the Murji'a, these groups. Each one has their own usul, opposing the usul of Ahl Sunnah al Jama'ah. Nowadays, you have the followers of these groups. Don't think these groups now just came out from nowhere. It's a bid'ah that they carried all these centuries until they themselves drank from that bid'ah. Why? Because they read their books. They read the books of Jamaat Shari. They read the books of yani the innovators of the past, whether it is in yani in Aqeedah, yani on Usul al-Iman Billah, Malaikati, Kutubi, Rusuli, any of the six beliefs. They used to read their books in these affairs, they went astray. So those who are takfiris today, they are the followers of Khawarij of the past. And are they to be called Khawarij or not? Yes, they are called Khawarij. If they have sifat of Khawarij, they are Khawarij. Because Rasulullah said, the last of them would be with the Dajjal. The last of them would be with the Dajjal. Fighting against who? Against the Muslims. This Khawarij. What is the what that moves them? Is dunya, not deen. Just like Dhul Khawaisra. Dhul Khawaisra, he said, I'dil ya Muhammad. Be just. He wanted some share for himself. That's what the ulama said. He wanted some share for himself. Rasulullah was given a booty out. Huh? He was given some more than others. You know, mu'alifat qulubim. Try to win their hearts more. Even sahaba were patient. When they see that, they were patient because they knew the reason behind that. But this Dhul Khawaisra, the father of the Khawarij, the father of the Khawarij alive today. And they were, and the ulama were asked about bin Laden and Usa'a and Abu Qatada and these ones, Abu Hamza. And these are the followers of the Khawarij of today. Naam. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Hafidullah was asked in the Masjid al-Nabawi. And Sheikh Salih Fawzan was asked in Riyadh. And they were asked about these individuals. They are the followers of the Khawarij today. Because they call Muslims, because of major sin, kafir. And from those that they call Muslims, they concentrate on the rulers. And the Hizb al-Tahrir and the Muhajirun. And these so-called offshoots of the Afrakh Mu'tazila, which Sheikh Albani Rahmullah calls them, Afrakh Mu'tazila, the chicks of the Mu'tazila. He didn't call them Mu'tazila. Why? Because they are not even worthy of that. Yes, they are following that. They're following that. But they are so ignorant themselves of the usul of the Mu'tazila, what they used to. They themselves, even in their misguidance, yeah, they are ignorant. Even in their misguidance, they are ignorant, thinking they know more than what they don't know. So he called them Afrakh Mu'tazila in three tapes or four tapes. He refuted them. He called them Afrakh Mu'tazila, the chicks of the Mu'tazila. Yani, just the offshoots of the Mu'tazila. Naam. Naam. Because they came to his house, these Hizb al-Tahrir. And he debated with them. One by one they fell, wallah. One by one they fell, like dominoes. The first one came and he wanted to use his aql. He says, first of all, I gave you conditions for this sitting. Before we have this sitting, I gave you conditions. Sheikh Albani Allah says, those conditions are not wahi from Allah. Is the conditions wahi from Allah? The condition we want to follow is what Allah says in the Quran. وَإِنِ اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فَرَدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. And if you differ amongst yourself, return it back to Allah and His Messenger. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. If you truly believe in Allah and the last day. So let's go back to the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the companions. Do you accept that? The man said, read the paper. اقرأ الورقة. Sheikh Al-Bahra said, look, I'm giving you a verse that we can unite upon first and start with as a basis. The man said, اقرأ الورقة. Read the piece of paper. What's the piece of paper? All it has is that how many people should attend the jalsa and how many people. Yeah, just mundane issues. So it's been difficult. Shaykh Al-Bani says it's not wahi. That's not revelation. So do you accept this verse which no two Muslims will differ over? The man said, Iqra al-waraqah. Read the piece of paper. Shaykh Al-Bani said, drink your tea and there's no jalsa. Khalas. And the Asha'ira, the Sufi Ash'aris of today, which were like from the past, the likes of Hassan Saqqaf, he called Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, look how they need the ulama themselves. They know they are not ulama. And they themselves trying to get into the, trying to get sitting. He called Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, salamu alaykum rahmatullah. And he didn't even say that. He said, salamu alaykum. We know it's better to say salamu alaykum rahmatullah and to add wa barakatuh. So Shaykh Albani said, wa alaykum salam. Because he recognized the voice. Alaykum salam. Then he said, Hassan Saqqaf, the Sufi Ash'ari, who calls Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah kafir. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at these individuals, these Ash'ari Sufis. What does he say? He says, hello? He says, hello? Shaykh Albani says, wa qultu laka alaykum as-salam. I said to you, alaykum as-salam. He says, as you know, Shaykh, we're trying to get a jalsa with you. We're trying to get a jalsa, a sitting with you. And Shaykh Albani rahimahullah says, he lets him speak. He says, we try to get a sitting with you. And you know, ya Shaykh, you know, even the Sufis here are saying that we are misguided. Even the Sufis are saying we are misguided. And he's trying to show that he's in the middle, not really from the Sufis, but he's trying to show that he's close in the middle path. So Shaykh Albani rahimahullah says, write a book then against the Sufis, and then inshallah we'll see some goodness coming out from you. If that's the case, write a book against the Sufis then. So at least, perchance, we can see some goodness coming out from you. Because you, mashallah, tabarakallah, says to him, you have so much energy to write about the affairs in opposition. The books that I have written, you write something in opposition to it. You have so much energy for that. Shaykh Albani has Sifat Salat al-Nabi. You write a book called Sahih Sifat Salat al-Nabi to show that, you know, really my one's not sahih, is your one that's sahih. And Shaykh Albani says, alhamdulillah, I pray to Allah, there are asharat al-ulama, tens of ulama, that are able to put what I have done, put the likes of myself in their pocket and clarify the sunnah to ourselves. For we're not unhappy about that. We like that to happen. But ulama, not some people who don't have knowledge and they write about these affairs. Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, Jabal, Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, we don't know the reason, how the status of Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, and the wars he fought, the battles he fought in defending this aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah against the mulabbisun. Akhwafu ma akhafu alaykum. Shirk al-Asghar. And in this hadith, he mentioned generally, غير الدجال أخوفني عليكم. Other than the Dajjal, I fear for you. Those who are mulabbisun, the deceivers. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين. They will not cease to be a group from my ummah clearly upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. They will not be harmed by those who deceive them. The deceivers. First of all, the deceivers. The Khawarij, the Mu'tazila, and the Afraq al-Mu'tazila of today. The Jahmiyyah, they are alive today. And the Asha'ira, and the Mu'tazila, and the Kullabiyya. The Ash'aris are Kullabiyya now. Because Abu Hashan al-Ash'ari, he returned back to the way of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in his three stages. He returned to the way after being Mu'tazili for 40 years, putting aql instead of naql, instead of text. If he didn't understand the text, they used to reject it. This is the Mu'tazila way. 40 years. Then he left that and followed the way of Ibn Kullab, the way of ta'wil, which is what they are upon today. And then after that, he left that and he wrote three books. Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah wrote three books refuting Ibn Kullab way and the Mu'tazila way. Those three books, Risalatun ila Ahli Thagar, a Risala to the people of Thagar, when they asked him a question about Aqidah of Asma' al-Sifat. And the other one, Al-Ibana, where he clarified the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah. And Ibana, incidentally, the Ash'aris of today, or the Kullabiyya we should call them, Kullabiyya of today, those in this century, like Al-Kawthari and Ghumari and Abu Ghudda, You probably, maybe, first time you heard these names. Some of you have heard them. These ones are the ones that you'll find many of those going to Syria trying to study with Al-Buti and the Rifa'i. You find them studying from these books and their books and their books. They're reviving this methodology or the aqidah of ta'wil, of denying the names and denying the attributes of Allah because they don't understand them. Because they themselves don't want to follow the aqidah and manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that when we don't understand, so we accept it. We don't reject it. We believe in it and we believe in the meaning behind it. The meaning. As Imam Malik said, istiwa'u ma'loom, al-istiwa'u ma'loom. It's known. And Allah's face is known. And Allah's hands are known. But is the how is unknown. They say even these attributes are unknown. And that's why you find them hovering around with the books of these individuals, these mulabbisun. And they take from their books. And they drink from their books. And these individuals like Ghumari and Kawthari, you find them denying Al-Ibana. They say, oh, this is not Abu al-Hasan's book. This is not Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari's book. This is not his book. Why? Because there is affirmation of Allah's beautiful names and attributes. So they can't believe it. They say, no, this is the Saudis, they must have copied it. And the Saudis must have, you know, blame the Saudis for everything. As nowadays the motto is, Nisallah Salama. Everything is blame the Saudis. They're the ones who changed, they're the ones who blame Muhammad Wahhab, the Wahhabis, and so on and so forth. But how do we refute them? We go back. We go back and we know, alhamdulillah, the ulama in Saudiya and other than Saudiya, alhamdulillah, they are upon haq. Why? Because everything is documented, is in manuscripts. Shaykh Ali Nasir Faqih, hafidhahullah. Allah ihfadhu. May Allah protect him, Allah. And protect all the ulama. He brought out a book from the 7th century by a scholar called Ibn Dirbas, who died 622 Hijriya. Memorize these names because you need them. They are weapons against these kullabiyah of today. These misguided kullabiyah of today, the followers of Saqqaf and Ghumari and Kawthari, those who go around thinking that they have learnt something. Learning is not just 6 months, 1 year. They go to Syria 6 months, 1 year, and they think they have learnt. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Ibn Dirbas says in that book, he quotes more than 5-6 of the scholars, all of them saying that Al-Ibana belongs to Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. Allah. That is when more than before the coming of Muhammad Wahhab, rahimahullah, they don't have to say is Wahhabis lying. They don't have to say that. Before the coming of Muhammad Wahhab, before يعني, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Ibn Dirbas 622 Hijriya, he wrote this book, and in there he mentioned that the book of Al-Ibana is Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari's, and it is the last straw in refuting the Ash'aris of today. That's it. They have no leg to stand on. You have that manuscript, and it's been brought out by our Sheikh Ali Nasir Faqihi, hafidhahullah. Khalas, they can't argue that the aqeed of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is ithbat of Allah's beautiful names and attributes. And it is also not the way of the ta'wil, explaining away Allah's attributes to mean something else with the knowledge that we have not been given. So his hand doesn't mean his power, and his face doesn't mean his majesty, and his and so on and so forth. We affirm Allah's attributes as Allah affirmed it for himself. This is the aqeed of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We go forward with strength. خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ, with strength. That's why Aqidah As-Sunnah Al-Jama'ah is heavy. Wallahi, it's heavy. Because it's قَالَ اللَّهِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ صَحَابَةِ. It's دليل. What they have is opinions. أَرَى. And we said, فَالرَّأْيُ لَيْلٌ وَالْحَدِيثُ أَنْهَارُ. This was said in the presence of Abu Zur'a. Opinion is night, وَالْحَدِيثُ is day. So the mulabbisun from the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila from Hizb al-Tahrir and Muhajirun, they have nothing to stand on. You want to establish Khilafah? Establish it in yourself, Yahi. How are you going, mashallah, tabarakallah, you're going to get all Khilafah in the world and you yourself can't even establish it. You can't even establish it in your heart. Sheikh Al-Bani said to them, establish it in your heart. So the man who came to him from the Mu'tazila, from the Hizb al-Tahrir, and inshallah one day we'll translate it to show you Sheikh Al-Bani rahmullah, what is on. And anyway, with Hassan Saqqaf, he put the phone down on him. He says, I have no time for you. Salaamu alaykum to Allah. Because I know what you're upon. With the Mu'tazila, likewise. He said to him, after they were drinking tea, going back to the story, after drinking tea, Sheikh Al-Bani Allah just makes a comment. He says, SubhanAllah, a verse in the Quran, and no one, and this is a problem for the people. A verse from the Quran, and Sheikh, the first of them, of the leaders of Hizb al-Tahrir in that time, in Syria and Jordan, his name was Abu Yasir, the kunya. They always have kunya, hide behind kunyas always. Abu Yasir. And then he started saying, there isn't a verse in the Quran except there is khilaf upon it. MashaAllah. There isn't a verse in the Quran except there is difference of opinion over it. Look, this is their aqidah. They start upon, and this is why the Hizb al-Tahrir used to say more than 15 years ago, used to go around saying, look, first we have to be certain that there is existence of Allah. Ishada, ya khi, don't you see around you? Where did you come from? Don't you, the sun, the moon. First we have to have that, we have to, yani, re-believe or re... This is our da'wah. The da'wah, first of all, we have to have conviction of the existence of Allah. Ishada, ya khi. The conviction is already there. It's in your natural inclination to accept the truth, your fitrah. When you are born, kullun yuladu ala fitrah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ وَيُمَجِّسَانِهِ وَيُنَصِّرَانِهِ. Everybody is born upon a fitrah, that natural inclination to accept the truth. Upon that, you know, believing in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. A baby, you ask the child as he's growing, you know, about the creator, he'll know that this didn't come from nowhere. Where did he come from? A child. Sheikh Muhammad Aqeed tried it on his own son. In the end, yani, proving that the children themselves, they testify to the oneness of Allah. And they have that natural inclination. So this is what they say. First of all, so Shaykh Al-Bani Allah said, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Every verse, there is khilaf upon it. Then he said, Afillahi shakkun? Do you have doubt in Allah? And it was said, Quluhu Allahu ahad. There's difference of opinion. Say he is Allah the one. There's difference. Maybe it's two, three. No, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. What is this? Qul huwa Allahu ahad. There's difference of opinion. Masallah salama. So this is their position. Afterwards, he started, Sheikh Al-Bani said, this is a statement of kufr. He didn't understand. He said, oh, you call me a kafir. He's shouting. And Sheikh Al-Bani says, this, you are not Abu Yasir, you are Abu Sayyah, the one who shouts. What is this? Then he walked off shouting. In the background, you can hear him shouting. And Sheikh Al-Bani says, you know, one of the brothers that were attending there, he says, call such and such, we don't want any problems. Let him go. Then the next one, then when they were sitting down, and the others from his companions, this Mu'tazili, they sat down, they continued to sit down drinking their tea. So Sheikh Al-Bani says, A'udhu Billah, look, this statement of kufr. And then they started, the next one starts speaking. You are calling him a kafir and it's not allowed, it's ghiba. He said, I didn't call him a kafir. There's a difference between kufr and kafir. There's a difference between kufr and kafir. And this is the way of Hizb al-Tahrir. They don't know the difference. And the way of the Ahl bid'ah, they don't know the details of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The distinction of kufr and kafir. You could do an act of kufr but not necessarily be a kafir. The Prophet said, Sibabul Muslim fusuq wa qitaluhu kufr. To insult your Muslim is sin and to kill him is kufr. Is disbelief. But does it mean to kill your brother you become a kafir? No, because Allah said, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. And when two groups of Muslims fight, kill each other, then rectify between them. And he called them believers, when two groups of believers. So it's not from, you don't come out of Iman for killing. Killing does not make you come out of Iman. You're still a believer, but you are sinful. So he left. Then that one started shouting. Then another one. The third one. Wallahi, you should listen to these tapes. Wallahi, beautiful tapes. Wallahi. And the third one, he says, yeah, but the problems with the ummah, he says, you know, we have to use our aql in order to solve the problems of the ummah. We have to use our intellect. Sheikh Albani Allah says, yani, intellect is limited. Whose intellect should we use? They asked him first of all. He said, whose intellect should we use? Yours or mine? This is offensive da'wah. See, Sheikh Albani, offensive. Very, yani, that's why Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi said, we're in the majlis. Whenever we're in the majlis with Sheikh Albani, when he was in Medina, rahimahullah, then he was the asad of the majlis, the lion of the majlis. You can't defeat Sheikh Albani in the majlis. Yani, the way, the quickness of the istidlal, of the proofs of the Quran, the hadith, and the fahm. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Albani was the asad of the majlis. And Sheikh Muhammad Al-Banna, hafidhullah, says, when Sheikh Albani is in the majlis, we keep quiet. We don't speak. We don't say anything. Because he's in the majlis. And you can hear lots of discussions from Sheikh Albani rahimahullah and other than Sheikh Albani rahimahullah. But Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, in this factor, when he said to him, so who is it? Whose intellect should we go back to? Yours or mine or his or whose? He put him on the spot. The man didn't know how to answer. He said, you see the problem? You say we should go back to the intellect to solve the problems of the ummah, and you don't even know the answer to whose intellect should we go back to. Because the intellect, they differ with each other. You differ with me, I may differ with you, and we won't get to a natija, a result. But if you go back to the verse I quoted, وَإِنْ اِخْتَلَفْتُمْ فَرُدُّوهِ لَاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ, then you have something to go back to which all unite. And if you differ amongst yourselves, go back to Allah and His Rasul. We will all unite that way. So then Sheikh Albani rahimahullah continued. And he said, an aqal is limited. There's some things that still the aqal doesn't understand. For example, where is your heart? Where is your heart? Here. Where is your aql? Is it in your heart? Or is it in your up in your brain? Allah says in the Quran, and He quoted it, أَمْ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Don't they have hearts which they think with? Sheikh Albani Allah says, until today, the doctors, all these scientists, they haven't realized that. There's your heart that you think with. In your heart, maybe your brain is a storage space, but Allah alam. But your heart, maybe there's some, your thoughts, or maybe Allahu A'lam, I don't know how the connection is, we don't know. But we know from the verse, and we believe it, that your heart, that your aql is in your heart. Even though the people generally don't say that. So look at, your mind is limited. You don't even know where it is. You don't even know where your mind is. And you want to go back to your aql. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he got defeated. And he said, Sheikh Al-Ban also mentioned some other proofs. The asal is you go back to the Quran, Sunnah, and the Islamic companions, not your aql. And this is the problem with the Hizb al-Tahrir and all these. They think they can, with their intellect, solve the problem of the Ummah. What do they say? And it's the same old merry-go-round. The same old story. The same old story, wallahi, the same old story. What happened in Afghanistan? Sheikh Albani says, what happened in Afghanistan? What happened? Initially, they were fighting against the Russians. The Russians pulled out. What happened in the end? All the Muslims started fighting each other and killing each other. Isn't that what happened? Why? Because they didn't fulfill the first affair. Rectify the aqidah, the usul. Go back to Quran and Sunnah and the companions. So everybody ends up killing each other. So this is what Hizb al-Tahrir will end up doing. And there was one in England many, many years ago. More than 15 years ago. And look how they sprout out. Subhanallah. With a bit of Arabic, and they can misguide the Shabab. There was one that sprouted out. What did he do? He said, he went all the way to a place, I think it was Tajikistan, and he says, Khalas, I've established the Islamic State here. Everybody must come. MashaAllah. Burn your passport, everybody must come. Some of the people did that. They burnt their passport. He left his. He came back in the end. Shuf ya ikhwan. Mulabbisun. He came back. This is why everybody else, they followed him, the Shabab, ignorant. This was in Shepherd's Bush. Yani, what's that area called? Lebo Grove, Shepherd's Bush, Acton, the area. And there's another takfiri there now, misguiding the people. And they're all one after the other. When a horn is cut off, another one comes up. Another one comes up. Wallahi, How? Islamic State? How? Kayf? Alhamdulillah, you have Muslim countries around the world. And alhamdulillah, no matter what they say about Saudi Arabia, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of khair. Don't say it's perfect, but there's a lot of khair there. The hudud are applied, the salawat. Name me one country, Sheikh Mohammed Ibn says, name me one country where salah is established, the shops close. People always like to talk about the bad. And you know, but you haven't lived there. You don't know the reality. There's a lot of khair, alhamdulillah. Not to say, as Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, not to say that it's perfect. But what do you want? Turmoil? What do you want? The Rafida or secularists to come and rule over and make things even worse? And that's what happens. That's what happens with khuruj and going out against the rulers and so on. And this one, these ones that come into this country, they leave Saudi Arabia where they can bring up their children upon Iman and Tawheed, alhamdulillah, because there's masajid everywhere and there's Quranic schools. In your doorstep, Quran school. In every hay, there's about 4 Quran schools for your family, free of charge. You can study in the evening, free of charge, in Jamia Islamiya or other on Umul Qura and other places, free of charge. Khair mawjood. The Quran press printing more than millions of Qurans in so many different languages, and the extension of the Haramain and Umrah and Hajj being made easy for the people. Naam, they are not perfect. It's not perfect. But what did Anas bin Malik say under Hajjaj, who used to kill some of the companions? What did Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu say? If he's in Bukhari, when he came and complained about Hajjaj, what did he say? Be patient, for every year that comes will be worse than the former. And I don't mean that one year you'll have good rain, another year you won't have good rain. One year you have good ruler, another year you don't have good ruler. Look, the khair of the ummah is not because of the ruler is good or bad. What did he say? He said, but your ulama will die, and the people, the ignorant people, will be taken as leaders, and they will go astray and lead others astray. Bukhari, ya akhi, in Sahih al-Bukhari. And if you were to read Kitab al-Imara from Sahih Muslim, so many hadith. What should we do if we have evil leaders coming after us? What should we do? He says, hear and obey. If so long as they establish the prayer upon you, the salah. What is salah? Is salah az-zakah? Is salah siyam? What is salah? Salah is salah. 5 times a day we pray. Some people say no, but salah doesn't actually mean salah. It means the whole sharia. Who said salah? You and me know salah means salah. 5 times a day in its prescribed time. This is salah. Does he establish a salah upon you? Alhamdulillah. Don't. Even if you were to strike your backs and take your wealth. Alaykum salam to Allah. Did he strike your back? No. Did he take your wealth? No. So what's your problem? Why don't you follow the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We don't make the rules. The rules are there for us to be followed by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to follow desires, follow whoever you want to follow. But this is Allah and his Rasul. Wahi from Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to us, hear and obey. Yani in the ma'roof, at-ta'atu fil ma'roof, in the good matters. If he says do something haram, don't obey him in that. But if he says that which is obedience, then obey him in that. Don't go out against him with your tongue. And look at these, they leave. Whether it's Mas'ari or the other one, they come to this country. They leave a lot of khair, and they come here to bring up their children. Look, they have a choice, and they made the wrong choice. And if you say heads and tails, they'll get the wrong one. They come to this country, and then they call to fasad, and they all stand together. You know, there was a post of Hizb al-Tahrir, and who's the speaker? Mas'ari. They're all together. They all come together. Upon what? Upon the safe, upon the sword. Bringing corruption and mulabbisoon, as Sheikh Rabi Abu Dhabi says, that from this hadith you can derive, and this is the wallahi fawaid of the ulama, you can derive from these ahadith the danger of the innovators, those who change the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Masih al-Dajjal will come. Nuzul Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa anna Isa ibn Maryam yanzilu fayaqtuluhu. Isa will come down and he will kill the Dajjal. In Sahih Muslim, أنه ينزل عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام يديه على كتفي ملكين. Two angels will bring him down. Two angels will bring عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام down. بين مهرودتين يعني الحلة المسبوغة بالزعفران. So you'll have a hulla, يعني like a cloak, which will have زعفران in it and الورس, يعني some nice smell on it. واضع كفيه على كتفي ملكين, and he will put his hand upon the shoulders of the angels. وينزل بالمنارة الشرقية, upon the eastern منارة in دمشق. ثم يتجه إلى المسلمين, then he will go to the Muslims. This hadith is where? In Sahih Muslim. We had a few years, more than 10, 15 years back, when we used to be in this country, يعني living here, we remember there was one in Walthamstow. He said he's Dajjal and Isa in one. يعني is he going to kill himself? What is he going to do? Dajjal and he's the Masih, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's the Mahdi. Two in one. So one of the brothers, because he's in the locality in Walthamstow, and many of the, he was Asian, and many of the Asian people, they follow, you know, if somebody says I'm Isa, they will follow him, nasallahu salama. Yani amongst the ignorant people, not the people of Tawheed and Sunnah. Amongst the ignorant people, you got a brevies, and they go and follow. So they went to him, and they followed him, in his supplication. He got very popular in the area. So we thought, because now there's a problem, we should go there and find out who this person is, because he's causing fitna in the community. So may Allah reward Abu Sufyan, one of the old timers, يعني حفظه الله, عبد الكريم مقدال, Abu Sufyan, may Allah reward him. We went with him, and he جزاله خيراً. From that time until today, may Allah reward him. Stick closely to Ahlul Ilm and stick with the Quran and Sunnah ala Fahm as Salaf. And he gave us da'wah. May Allah reward him. And he still continues to give da'wah. May Allah reward him with much good for the efforts that he has put forward. And we have to say Kalimatul Haq. Kalimatul Haq, from what we have seen, because people speak. A lot of people speak, but actions speak louder than words. So he said, let's go. We go over there and we see this person. So we knocked on the door, yani to meet this individual who claimed to be the Mahdi and Isa in one. So we entered the house. Yeah, this person who we're going to, this Asian guy. So we went to his house. We came to realize that he used to run a football Sunday league. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shuf ya ikhwan. So we asked him, so what made you say this, that you're the Dajjal, that you're the Mahdi and the Wallahi Dajjal, he was Dajjal. What made you? Yeah, he said, I'm the Mahdi. No, he didn't say that. He said, I'm the Mahdi and Isa. We said to him, yeah, in the hadith in Sahih Muslim says that the Isa will come down with angels in the to Damascus. Have you did you come down to Damascus? He said, I still have to go there. Astaghfirullah. Yani now you get cheap flights, easy jet. Easy jet, maybe. Yani, nasallahu salama. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes these people, subhanallah. So he said to him, what made you think that you're the Mahdi and Isa at the same time? He said, I was in Makkah and I was going around the Kaaba. And when the adhan is given, I started trembling. So he said, all right, let's do the adhan and see. So I did the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When I came to Hayya ala Salah, he started trembling. So this man is majnoon. You know, he's got jinn inside him. That's what it is. Shaitan doesn't like. He's got jinn inside him. But the thing is, the people are so gullible. They follow the likes of this individual. And they follow the likes of these innovators. Why are people so gullible? The Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Sahaba should be with you always. This is with us. This is our test. Qala Rasulullah, is it authentic? If it's authentic, did the Sahaba understand it that way? Did they understand it that way? Alhamdulillah, we follow. Ittiba', not ibtida'. As Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, ittabi'u wa la tabtadi'u faqad kufitum. Follow and don't innovate, for you have been sufficed. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu sufficed us with the deen. So alhamdulillah, we spread what happened, so that the people come to realize that this man is the Dajjal, is lying. And the same thing happened even in Sheikh Albani's time, rahimahullah. There's a tape, two tapes you can get and listen to, and I advise you to listen to it. رَجُلٌ الَّذِي ادَّعَى النُّبُوَّةِ, the man who claimed to be prophet. So Sheikh, so he visits Sheikh Albani rahmullah. Sheikh Albani says, okay, come. He claimed to be Prophet Isa. He said to him, okay, because now everybody wants to be Isa, huh? Everybody wants to be the hero coming and saving the Ummah. So he comes into the house, he has a discussion with Sheikh Albani rahmullah. So Sheikh Albani rahmullah says, well, every Prophet has a sign. What's your sign? What is your miracle? What's your sign that you have to say that you are Isa alayhi salatu salam? So the man said, he started shouting, raising his voice with the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the sign he's supposed to, he means, is the sign that the Prophet will be given a ru'b, yani he'll be able to bring about fear, the distance of Masirat al-Shahr, a distance of 1 month. That this is the sign of the Prophets, that they are given ru'b, Masirat al-Shahr. So he was trying to scare Albani rahmullah with his shouting. So Sheikh Albani was so calm, subhanAllah, so calm, you can hear him in the background with the good quality sound, so calm. He said, I'm not afraid. He said, is this the akhlaq of the Anbiya? Is this the manners of the Anbiya? Is this the manners of the Anbiya? And in the end, the man, he got defeated in that discussion. And again, these individuals, they come one after the other, Dajjals or Dajajila, and they come and they try to misguide the people away from the true aqeedah and methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So Isa will come, alayhi salatu salam, and he will be coming down with the angels. Barakallahu fikum, he says, فَيَسَلَّطْ عَلَىٰ هَذَا الْمَسِيحَ النَّبِيَ الْرَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So, Masih, the Masih, Isa alayhi salatu salam, will come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defeat the Dajjal. As soon as the Dajjal sees Isa, he will melt. Yakfi. As soon as he sees Isa alayhi salatu salam, he will melt. After causing so much havoc, corruption, and fitna. And towards the end of time, there's a, in Kitab al-Iman, in Sahih Muslim, كتاب الفتن وأشراط الساعة شيخ سليمان الرحيلي حفظه الله, he gave a lecture or دروس explaining this chapter from Sahih Muslim in Masjid al-Nabawi, and wallahi that was one of beautiful explanation, and I advise the طلاب العلم to try to get that explanation of the أشراط الساعة, the hour, the signs of the hour, and الفتن, and the, and we went over these ahadith about the Dajjal and the and Isa, coming of Isa, and wallah is a beautiful compilation, and you can find it in Masjid al-Nabawi and the tape section of Sheikh Sulaiman al-Rahili, may Allah reward him. He mentioned some narrations that you never heard before, beautiful narrations, wallah, offshoots. And he said at the end of the dars, yani after teaching, it was holiday time, I remember, it was like, I think it was Ayyam al-Hajj. And those times, Mashaykh come and go to the Masjid al-Nabawi, and you can get some nice classes there. And he said, I have went through over 100 references to bring you these durus. Over 100 references. May Allah reward him. To take away the sahih from the, to distinguish the sahih from the da'if. And so from the signs of the hour, is that the Muslims, there will be a big war. There will be a big war, yani, that will happen in Constantinople. This is going to happen. Not, this is in the future. Towards the end of time. And alhamdulillah, the Muslims will be successful in that war. And it will be called out by Shaitan. Shaitan will call out, the Dajjal has come amongst your families back home from Sham and all and Medina. So go back home. Your Dajjal has come out amongst your families. And they will leave all that booty, all of that, and they will rush back. When they rush back, they realize that Shaitan was only lying. Shaitan, yani that was a shaitan, and it was only a lie that he would lie to them. So, after that, then the Dajjal will come out. After that, after a period of time, he will come out. So these are some of the signs, that some of the proofs that will happen, and just to finish this section. He says, هذا المسيح الدجال وهذا المسيح عيسى ابن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام فيهلكه الله على يديه فبعد قتله يأتي يأجوج ومأجوج. So after the killing of the Dajjal, يأجوج ومأجوج will come. يأجوج ومأجوج. فينحاز عيسى بمن معه من المؤمنين. So now Isa still around. And Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come out. They will cause so much corruption. They will cause so much facade. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will order Isa not to fight Ya'juj and Ma'juj. He will order him to go to Mount Thur. Jabal al-Tur. Go to Mount Thur and to seek refuge. So if you are, look, this is now defensive jihad. If you're not able, seek refuge. Don't fight. This is the proof that Sheikh Ubaid uses. Whether you are in Palestine or wherever, you should not fight if you don't have the quwwah, the power to fight back. Some people may be emotional. They may say, oh, but this, but that, but this. When you, why? In Palestine, they kill one and they end up killing 10 Muslims. This is harmful to the Muslims. So they should not fight. Prophet ﷺ used to have peace treaties in order to have some peace. So there is no killing and bloodshed, and the Muslims get killed even more and more. This is not the way forward. And even in those peace treaties, Allah called them victory. إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحَ مُبِينَ. That was during the peace treaty. Fatḥ. Allah called it victory. Not always, as these Khawaris say, we should kill until the last drop of blood. No. Don't kill until the last drop of blood. Don't fight. You don't have the ability, don't. You don't have the quwwa to repel the enemy who has attacked you. Don't fight. Try to have an accord such that there is no fighting, because you will lose, and lose much. So Isa, Prophet of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, and he will not fight Ya'juj and Ma'juj. He will say to him, go to Mount Tur. And his companions. يعني يدعون الله. What are they going to do in Mount Tur? Supplicate to Allah. So when you say the Muslims now supplicate to Allah, say, oh, we've been supplicating. Because you sins, and because of bid'ah, and because shirk is widespread, and you want to be uppermost. Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَوْنَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be uppermost if you are true believers. عَلَى هَؤُلَاء. So Isa will supplicate against Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and these people, these individuals will come and cause havoc. So Allah will send for them something that will kill them. Allah will send rain. After that, so first there will be sent something that they will kill them, that each and every one of them will die. وَيُنْزِلُ اللَّهُ مَطَرًا غَزِيرًا فَيَدَعَ الْأَرْضِ كَالزَّلْقَةِ مِثْلِ الْمِرْآةِ. And that rain after that will rain, and it will make the floor or the ground so slippery as if it was a mirror, clean. ثُمَّ يَأْمُرُ اللَّهُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the ard, the earth, to bring out its blessings. To bring out its blessings, such that it will suffice much of the people. They will be able to eat from the earth and eat much from the khair that Allah has provided them. And Allah will bless them with yani milk and rivers of yani of much good for them to eat, to drink from. And milk from a camel that will suffice many, many people. One taste from that will be sufficient for many, many people. And from the cows as well, the milk that will be coming from the cow, that will be extracted from the cows, so much khair, little milk with so much blessing in it, so many people will benefit. And from the goats as well. Barakah min Allah. So that barakah is going to happen. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a wind. And that wind will take the souls of the believers. The soul of Isa alayhi salatu salam, and the soul of the believers who are with him. And when Isa alayhi salatu salam, when he comes before that, he will break the cross, refuting the Christians. And he will kill a pig. يعني kill the pig meaning that this is not something from that we eat. So he will break the cross and kill the pig. And not only that, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, يعني he will rule with the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So we not bring a new Sharia. He will rule with the rulership or the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because that is what is يعني authentically reported. So after the righteous are taken away, the hour is going to be established upon the most evil of people. And that time there will be fahisha. The most evil of people will be doing fornication in front of everybody else. In front of everybody, the man and the woman fornicating and doing evil, much evil will occur at that time. And the hour will be established. These are from the signs of the hour, the major signs. And from it is the Khuruj al-Dajjal. And from it is the Dajjal, the Antichrist, and Isa. And from it is the Daba, the beast, which will come out and speak to the people. And from it will be the sun rising from the west. All of this will happen, and all of this from the sign, the major signs. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله عليه وسلم على خير خلق الله محمد وآخر دعوان الحمد لله بالعالم. Scientists at Heart Math Institute have found evidence that the heart has a brain, and that the heart influences the brain more and more and more. Amazing facts. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Alhamdulillah. We already believe this. This was 1400 years ago. Rasulullah mentioned it. So if there is a connection, alhamdulillah. But the asal is in the heart. The aqal is in the heart. So now they have realized that. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Yeah, he says, scientists at Heart Math Institute. Where is that? American Institute. They have just realized, after 1400 years, that the heart has a brain, and that the heart influences the brain more. This is yani according to their studies. I didn't read that, mashallah. Nah, that's what it means. What you said, they will be like donkeys, animals, they would be doing all fahisha. Just like fahisha, they would be doing evil. ثم يأتي بعد ذلك شرار الخلق تهارجون كتهارج الحمر. الحمر, like donkeys, plural of donkey, حمار. You know, fornication in front of everybody. عليهم تقوم الساعة. The most evil of people. And to them, the hour will be established upon them. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Jazakumullah khairan, because really for me, this is a benefit. I'm benefiting myself first and foremost, to be reminded of those yani proofs and adillah against the innovators, to clarify the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah. This is a ni'mah. If there's any corrections or any comments, corrections, no problem, because everybody makes mistakes. Kul ibn Adam khatta'. But if we stick closely to the ulama, we will make less mistakes. At least like that. Na'am, akhi. Like a insect that will come in the air, inside the air, or يعني, it will basically go inside them and they will be killed.
And again, also after they die, the smell of your body.
And that's why the rain comes, so, to clean that.
Before the rain, there is some birds, Allah will send them to come and pick their
body. Jazakallah khair. I forgot that. You're right, wallah.
Yeah, it was written in there.
So they will also. I didn't see
it. Yeah.
I didn't see it. Maybe I missed a line.
Yeah.
I missed a line.
So, فيرسل الله طيراً كعناق ال.
صحيح. Sorry, I missed a line. You know, Sheikh Rabi mentioned it. فيرسل الله طيراً كعناق البخت فتحملهم إلى ما شاء الله فترميهم. So, yeah, you're right. Allah Subhanahu will send those birds who will pick them up and throw them. Where Allahu a'lam. وينزل الله مطر. Then the matar will come down. Then the rain will come down to purify the earth from the smell and to bring about the barakah. And so much peace and tranquility will be at that time. يعني much خير and blessing.
عيسى يزوج عليه السلام.
ما أدري. ما أدري. The Bible said that Isa will get married or will be married. I said I don't know. الله أعلم. نعم. Huh? Yeah. A lion, yani Asad, meaning that he is the head of the majlis. The lion is what? The king of the jungle, huh? So this is the head of the majlis, the head of the city. Sheikh Albani, rahimullah.
I heard the narration saying Rome will sing all the time.
Huh?
Rome will sing underneath the sea.
Yes.
Rome, Italy. Is that
the Adnal Ard?
We heard.
I don't know. That one, that one they said already occurred. غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعدهم سيغلبون.
Actually, physically, the whole country going underneath the sea.
Allah alam if it means that. Some said that actually it means that the actual place itself is, low, and it's below the sea level.
Yeah.
Allahu a'lam. This, see, if you read, look at some of those books in science.
I'm not sure if it's.
If you will go down, Allahu a'lam. But no. But the war that will happen will be Constantinople.
Rome.
Will Isa alayhi salam stay here another 7 years to complete 40 or another
40? He said, as far as I remember, it will be 40. But he didn't. Can you remind me of the narration? Did he say? He said 40 and he left it general. One day is one is like a year, and the next one's like a month, and next one's like a.
One day will be like a year.
Aywa.
And one day also will be like a month, and one day also will be like a week, and the day will be normal like our day.
Allah. Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khair. The brother Nuruddin, may Allah reward him, he said that the narration exactly says, as the brother mentioned here, that one day, 40, one day will be like a year, and one like a month, and one like a week, and one like. And that's the last one. Yeah, he mentioned three things. Jayid. Jazakallah khair. And the other one, and the other days will be normal. Hakada. Ahsant. Jazakallah khair. الحمد لله هكذا مذاكرة. This is how we remind each other for علم النافع. نعم. أيوة الله أكبر. I don't know يا أخي. I can't remember حقيقة. I have to go back to the book on أشارة الساعة and see, remember some of those narrations. والله أعلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم على خير خلق محمد وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. You are all invited, inshallah. You're all invited to Markaz Mu'ad, 6:45 today, with iftar as well. With iftar, huh? So come, inshallah.
What's the menu?
The menu. Very, very nice food. Yeah. MashaAllah. So you're all invited. That's today the Dars in Asl Sunnah. But alhamdulillah, please, that this is now page 43. We finish, inshallah. Bukra. And Fajr. Fajr tomorrow and Dhuhr. Inshallah.